Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Welcome to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. I'm here with my partner, Andrew Masson, Faisal away for the weekend. Andrew, welcome, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me today, Dave.
We've got a good show today. You know, we're going to talk about, as we age, things happen, things change just naturally. One of those things that changes is our eyesight. And that creates some problems. The question is, what can we do about that? And, you know, how do we work around these changes? I want to chat a little bit with Jamie Golombek about how you can lose money on investment, but you can still possibly use it to save on your taxes. And that's applicable to more situations than many people think.
Absolutely. You know, if you think about return or taxes, and, you know, especially in retirement, a lot of things change, Dave. And one of the main things is you can have a return, but maybe you get 5%, but you save 20 or 30% in taxes, depending on how you do things, right? That's real return in your pocket.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't get the investments right. People have losses. The question is, what can you do with those losses, particularly if you had debt to fund some of those? We'll talk about that. I'm going to look at a way that the baby boom generation is reshaping Canada's housing market. We talk a lot about that. There's been lots of changes in the mortgage market. We've got lots of people that help their kids out, you know, get into a house. It's a really interesting conversation. Stick around for that.
For sure.
Okay, so let's. I want to raise a topic today. We often talk about things we've talked to clients about. And a few weeks back, I was in a meeting with some clients, and they had a situation where one of their friends, a couple, he passed away suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one in the relationship that was primarily responsible for the finances. And one of the things that was absent in their financial planning was any life insurance.
Okay.
And so in this particular case, and this isn't an insurance thing, it's in this particular case, surviving spouse, wife in this case, got a bit of a surprise that there wasn't much there.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do now?
Yeah.
Okay. So this turned out to be a problem and sort of an ugly surprise, but it raises a question, and we were talking about this this week as well, about, I don't know what you call this, partner or spouse due diligence, right? Or keeping abreast of, you know, this should be a joint activity.
Anything when it comes to investment or finance, whether it be the bank account right down to, you know, who's got what, should be a topic for conversation, especially going through retirement. But, you know, starting at an early age, for that matter, Dave. And what I mean by that is, you know, we should be having those conversations before we get married.
Right.
With our spouses or individuals. So we're on the same page consistently together. Now, there's always one spouse that tends to do less, or I tend to notice that on general. But I know I spend a lot of time trying to get people involved in a financial plan, and having both Mr. and Mrs. or Mr. and Mr. or Mrs. and Mrs. come in and have a big conversation around what's going on, and invite them back on a regular basis to say, hey, what's going on? What's changed? And sort of open up that ball again. But, you know, with that particular client, you know, my heart goes out to that person simply because, hey, you weren't aware. And this is what's fallen on you.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, the partners typically bring in different points of view, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, generally speaking, we see one of the partners who's a little bit more aggressive in their risk profile than the other. You've got, you know, one of the partners perhaps it's a little bit more focused on lifestyle issues, maybe it's family, than the other. And that's okay. The strengths and weaknesses, the diversity amongst people,
well, or
is actually positive,
or what I call the yin and the yang. You know, I'm the yin and my wife's the yang. It's how it carries it forward.
Right. So it's an issue, like you just said. I listening to this story, you know, you're just, your heart goes out and you go, oh, you know, that's too bad. The case that you know, we have talked about in past, we've seen a case in past where there isn't full disclosure and there's problems behind the scenes. And you know, when you go through a financial planning conversation, sometimes you get you need full disclosure on this stuff, right? You do. We say we need full disclosure in order to do a proper plan. It's a bit of the idea of, if we put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. That old adage. Okay, but if there isn't full disclosure amongst the partners, then there can be these surprises. Now, it's not even that it was a wrong decision. I'm not even suggesting that. If both parties had made the choice that we don't want to invest in life insurance and we'll take that risk, okay, and then that risk showed up, then that's one thing. But if it's the case where one person was sort of excluded, either they excluded themselves or they were excluded by the other partner in that thought process and decision making, then we can end up with these ugly surprises, right? And nobody wants that.
Well, nobody does, and you know the reality is these things do happen. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but you know, we'd all like to think we're going to pass away at the same time, and then everything will be taken right. care of. It's nice and neat, and it's clean. But generally speaking, you know, one partner will live significantly longer than the other.
Yeah.
You know, right now, women, what is it? Go to about age 87, men 84.
Yeah.
There's still a 3-year gap, but remember, those are just averages.
Yeah, no, I think you make an interesting point, and I get that for if there's a couple and one person takes the primary role in this and the other doesn't, often it's because they're just not all that interested in the topic. But it doesn't have to be, you know, finance doesn't have to be just about numbers and math, right? It has to be about goals and objectives and then strategies around those goals and objectives. And I think that's mm-hmm. that's an important piece for people to think about. And investing a little bit of time in. Even if you don't enjoy it, you don't have to be there. You know, the one partner can often take the lead when you're together talking about the nitty-gritties of the math. But yeah. both have to be there for the strategy pieces.
Absolutely. I sort of close, you know, when the strategy sort of gets to the point where it hazes over like a glazed donut, we have some problems.
Yeah.
But that's usually a time to either A, we stop, or B, we just sit down and say, okay, what are we not understanding here? Because, you know, for the most part of it, I find it more of an education piece, Dave.
Of course.
Where people aren't understanding or people, you know, not this is all foreign to them. And now we're throwing things at them and say, well, when we see that, let's stop for a second. Let's have a conversation. How are you feeling? And more importantly, do you understand what I'm saying, or do I have to paint a picture a little bit differently so you get what you're seeing?
Mm-hmm. And I think that you used a key word there, education. I mean, we've been on this education rant for a long time, and I challenge all sort of industry professionals to communicate in a way. I just call it English, right? I mean, I don't think when I go in to see a mechanic for my car, quite frankly, I'm well beyond my depth of understanding quickly if they start talking about the technical aspects of how my engine works.
Yeah. Right?
But what I need to know is if there's a problem, what's the problem in a language that I can understand? What do we need to do to fix it? Right? And that can be true of medicine. It could be true of accounting or law. And it's certainly true in our industry. And well, so I think that there needs to be we need to use a common language, that language called English. So that we can all put together a general strategy that we can all buy into and understand.
Absolutely.
And then the education piece is, to the extent you want to get into the weeds, you can go into the weeds. But you don't have to. I don't need to know how the internal combustion engine works in my vehicle to understand when I put on my foot on the gas pedal, I'm moving forward, and I put on the brake, I'm going to slow down and stop. So there has to be, both couples have to be engaged to a level that they understand what's happening. They have to understand risks and gaps and all of those kinds of things. And that's, to me, that education piece in English is what helps people avoid those kind of nasty surprises that, you know, we heard about a couple of weeks ago.
Well, and this is exactly it. When we look at different things, you know, nobody really understands some of the logic or the jargon that, you know, professionals in our industry to use. But, you know, to your avail, let's challenge every industry professional. Speak to a language that our clients can understand.
Right. And as a consumer, as a client, I think you have to shake off this feeling of feeling stupid if you don't understand when we're speaking in jargon and say, I don't understand what you're talking about. Put it in English for me, right? That's a line I use all the time if I'm dealing with lawyers or accountants or whatever the case may be. I need to understand the English language version of this. I get that you understand the technical details. Don't be afraid to ask that, because to me, avoiding these ugly scenarios is really about a process, and it's about education. If you follow a process and cover off all of the different steps, ask all the questions that you can, get responses in English that you understand, it's going to be hard to run into a situation like that, right? And it may find some gaps that you can fill, whatever the case may be.
And, you know, there may be some pink jobs and blue jobs that are, you know, part of things,
totally,
but when
fine.
It comes to finance, there should be none of the above. It should be, let's understand where we are at, where we're going, and how we're going to get there.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we're going to talk about that, maybe enough rant and raving about that, but that is really what our educational series is and the seminar that we run every month. It's about educating people about the different goals and objectives that they're going to have, they're going to face, and how they need to talk about it, and then ultimately the strategies that they need to put in place. Let's just remind everybody about about that seminar.
Yeah, absolutely. The seminar coming Tuesday, August 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. If you'd like to reserve your seat and join us, you can get us at 403-966-8400. That's 966-8400.
Okay, let's talk about, after the break, how to protect your eyesight, my friend. I don't know about you, but as I get older, it gets it's getting worse. What are we going to do about that? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.